Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ball.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
A petition that you have asked God about.
And I am a woman that God hears my prayer. So if you got faith, then you got faith enough. And those numbers into the studio on the monitor are 646-200-3074. The second guest call in is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. The guest call in is 877-598-8654. You can call in at the completion of this program for your designated prayer petition. All right, we're going to go right on now on into our scheduled program. Our sermon on tonight, entitled, No Looking Back. I want to say that one more time. No looking back. Devoted to the ministry. And we're going to take our first key scripture. It's coming out of the law of Luke 9:62. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. Say that no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 9:62. All right, we're going to go on into our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads this, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 3:10. Hallelujah, Jesus. And hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. We know, as his disciples, would make a complete break within all loyalties to God that hinder our relationship with him. You and I must have total allegiance to God. That is our principle that is rooted in the Old Testament. You find out that the Israelites, after they were being freed, slavery, and fed by supernatural means, they look back longingly to the days when they enjoyed fish, cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic in Egypt. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Numbers 11:5-6. We know that God was greatly displeased. He judged his people. Their looking back indicated a lack of commitment to him. And today, people who cling to the old sin and the worldly pleasures they enjoyed before becoming Christians cannot be loyal disciples of Jesus Christ. When we repent and believe in him, we welcome citizens of a new kingdom. And we are to break with the sin of the past. Discipleship means no looking back. And that was our sermon on tonight. No looking back. Devoted to the ministry. And as a follower of Jesus, I am walking in his way. Straight ahead till life is over, I will walk with him each day. And we know that in the dictionary of discipleship, you won't find the word retreat. Hallelujah. And we also know that the translators of the King James Version of the Bible, They use the term addicted in the above text, whereas the New International Version has devoted the Philip translation, and it has the phrase, they made up their minds to look after the Christian brothers. These various ideals give clear meanings to our mission to one another as disciples. To consecrate, that means to set in order, to appoint, and to carry the idea of acting without waiting to be told, as this pertains to our duty to be disciples. You and I, we must be given over to and even be accustomed and attached aware to such activities. When we become Christians, we have a personality change, resulting in changes in appearances and attitude that which we possess, both monetary and material, is used to support our devotion to Christ and his kingdom. In short, we become emotional, dependent upon God and all that he is. I want to ask you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight. Are you addicted to looking after believers? If so, it shows by your participation in the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah. We know that personal study and prayer and love in action. What an exciting life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that Paul's letter to the Philippians revealed a heart and purpose that never diminished with time. Paul said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 3:10. From the root of Paul's relationship with Jesus came the trust of his undiminished favor that others be guided to faith in him. He rejoiced to share his gospel and was encouraged that others became boulders because of him. And if our goal is merely service for the Lord, we may burn out somewhere along the way. But if our purpose, like Paul and many others, is to know Christ and love him, we'll find that he will give us the strength to make him known to others. So let us joyful press on in the strength that God gives. And our prayer would be, Father God, I want to know you in all your fullness and to love you completely. I believe that relationship with you is the basis for my service for you. Help me not to serve out of my own strength. So we learn from Christ, then make him known. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. We know that the prophet Ezekiel, his eating of the scroll, was meant to illustrate a spiritual exercise that all of us should engage in. If we are to declare God's truth, meaning, and power, we must take time to let in fill our hearts. And we need to feel the implications of what God has said. We are to let his word become a vital part of us so that we can talk about it biblically as uninvolved, detached students, but as those who have personal taste it. And the actual words and thoughts of God are revealed in the Bible. So we should not just read them and repeat them and think them and feel them. We are to ask the Lord to clarify them, to make them a part of yours and mine and ours experience, and to teach you today. Hallelujah. We know that the Bible readings contain a profound principle that we must eat the word before we speak it. Maybe then we won't have to eat our own words later on. So I would encourage you on tonight to let God's word fill your mind and rule your heart and guide your tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that this time and era in which we live is not a year that goes by without a material disaster causing chaos somewhere in this world. May it be in floods, may it be in hurricanes, and the tsunami destroy lives and destroy homes and livelihoods. And no one would argue that the sea has a right to violate their established boundaries and crash across the coastline. In fact, people agree that disasters occurs whenever the sea breaches the shoreline. God himself has placed the sands at the bounds of the sea. That scripture reading is coming out of Jeremiah 5:22. We know that God also established boundaries for human behaviors. Yet not a day goes by without a countless violation of his command, resulting in disastrous physical and spiritual consequences. Amazingly, we often argue that we have the right to violate these boundaries. In the days of the prophet Jeremiah, God's people had stepped out of bounds, using deceit to become rich and refusing to defend the needy. The result was disaster. God said that your sins have withheld good from you. Within creation, there is inherent order. Violation has inherent consequences. God in his kindness simply and lovingly communicated with us the order of things so that we can avoid those consequences. We are wise to know and to stay within his prescribed boundaries. We know that disregarding God's order leads to disorder. Hallelujah. And we also know that the Bible, God's written word, it changes lives. Its message of salvation makes the most profound change, of course. But scripture can also change the way we treat others. It can provide a firm foundation for society with this clear teaching on institutions such as marriage, such as families, and also the church. But what happened with what the Bible clearly says as understood for centuries by learned believers and scholars alike is rejected. Those who reject his teachings try to change the word. Something that is not there. Inserting a meaning that flows from a personal agenda. By contrast, the clearly intended meaning using context of the scripture's passage on the same topic and legitimate tools of understanding such as Bible commentaries. Instead of trying to change God's word to fit our own ideals, let's allow the word to change you and I. As we read his word and obey it, we can allow the Holy Spirit to transform us into the kind of people God wants us to be. Don't change the word. Let it change you. The Lord has given man his word. His will he has made known. Let man not try to change that word with words that are his own. The Bible is tongue truth, and it never fading beauty. In ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your mind and to inject your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any petitions that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dimension of our program, bringing you hymns of Zion to impact your mind and encourage your spirit. So we're asking you to listen up if you will. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you.